Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us at the same number. Sandy Williams is my guest. I'm always happy to have Sandy on. I learned so much from Sandy, and I'm sure you do too. You know, Sandy, what is the rest of the world saying? I know it's early. We can talk about what we are saying in our country. But there, you know, this is being watched all over the world, and you know, we know China has, we've kind of pushed China and Russia together there.
Although China's keeping its kind of sort of an arm's length role with Russia, I think China admonished Russia for the invasion.
Yeah, but isn't China worried? I mean,
oh, yeah,
China has to be worried about its own economy, right?
And also I think the deal is that the gas that Germany isn't going to buy from that pipeline can flow to China. Although the pipeline to China is a much, much smaller capacity right now, but I suspect they can remedy that pretty quickly with a lot of workers and laying pipeline. They can create a big pipeline to China.
Well, with all of our trade with China and all of our economies being intertwined, even though they've got some issues with us, are they willing to risk all that for their relationship with Russia?
Well, I think they're willing to just walk a line. I think they're walking that line. I think that they're, you know, we under Trump decided to poke sticks into China's eye with the tariff problems that we created for them. And those problems kind of helped create the supply chain problems we currently have. So again, nothing you do in foreign policy to hurt someone else. It's like medicine. There's always a side effect that's negative to go along with whatever positive it might be doing for you. And the United States has experienced a lot of negatives as the result of its trade war with China. And of course, now we're going to experience negatives as a result of this issue with Russia. And that isn't to say that Russia isn't at fault. I mean, Russia's clearly at fault. They're the ones making the invasion. My question is, let's turn the clock back and figure out, how do we get to this point? And why did we get to this point? Why did they get to that point? How did we participate in creating Vladimir Putin to the extent that maybe he's viewed now as a monster? Why?
Well, he's been around 35, 36 years.
Oh, yeah.
He's been
several incarnations. Before 2010 and before 2014, in fact, he was making very friendly with the United States and working on ways we could all work together. And then we had the putsch that in Ukraine that probably we did participate in, that was the right-wing kind of nationalists who took over, and they were anti-Russian. And all of a sudden, the complexion changed. We're talking about bringing that country into NATO, and clearly now we're treating Putin in a not just an arm's length way, but trying to lock the door on him.
So let's look at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the stress and pressure. And he may not look like it, but he's in a position right now where dealing with the inflation and all these other things that he's dealing with, and now to put this on top of those things, are you at all concerned about President Joe Biden right now?
I mean, personally, yeah. Health-wise concerned? Well, I don't know. Clearly, being president is extremely stressful.
Yeah.
And the whole international situation has got to be stressful, because there's no good outcome from it. You know, there's no essentially victory that can be had as the result of it. So it's basically all downside. And the economy, you know, with inflation, there's just lots of downside there that it's hard to deal with, because the pill for inflation basically suppresses growth. So if we're going to cure inflation, we're also going to put a lid on this recovery and potentially turn it into a slight recession. So There's no all the pills now are kind of bitter.
So let's do this. Let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on the line?
I have a text from Angel from Chicagoland, and she is asking, so does the Ukraine invasion give Russia access for its ships to the Black Sea and therefore the Mediterranean and the world?
Well, the Crimea did that. The Crimea is, in fact, just that. It was Sevastopol, which is the city there, is a significant port. And so they had that with the changes that were made in 2014, but they had that when it was the USSR. So are we going to turn the clock back? Was it so dangerous for us in the period of the USSR that they had that access? Because they had lots of access to water at that point. And so, you know, access to the Mediterranean for their ships, what does that mean? I'm not sure. The Mediterranean is a place where if you put your ships in the Mediterranean, you kind of put them into a playpen that's subject to being easily dealt with.
Right. So Sandy, I want to get back to, and thank you for that text. But Sandy, I want to get back to, again, we've seen photos of presidents who, you know, 4 years, you see the stress and the strain on their faces, more lines and changing color of their hair through, and younger men, much younger men, Bill Clinton, George Bush,
Barack
Obama. And now we've got a gentleman there who, you know.
Well, he's been pre-aged.
he's been pre-aged, but that stress is real.
Yep.
And you know, I've always told people I was a big supporter of George, I mean, what's the president's name, man?
The current one?
Yeah.
Joe Biden. Oh, my goodness.
Of Joe Biden.
Hey, we won't tell anyone that happened.
and Joe Biden being just a brilliant man as a young guy and who always I supported and thought that he really had what it would take as a much younger man to be that. And then you look at him now, and he wound up with in that position, and man, there's so many things going on. It would be different if he had someone right next to him that, and don't jump on me, but Kamala, it's just not a person who I think can help him at this point in time. Where does he get the support he's going to need, Sandy?
Well, one of the things that happened when we elected Joe Biden is we elected someone who'd been around Washington a very long time. So, you know, he named the people who he knew and trusted into his important roles, like Secretary of State Blinken. I knew nothing about Blinken. Now, maybe that's my problem, because maybe I'm not widely enough read. But so, you know, he brought a bunch of people in who are his long-term confidants, who maybe the rest of the world doesn't know that well, for the roles we're now talking about being important. So I think that's one of the reasons why we scratch our heads and ask, well, you know, who has he got to help him? Well, he's got these people that he's
been with them all along.
Been with them all along, and I hope they're good. That's we don't know independently. We don't have that knowledge. So, you know, I think you know, you have a Democratic administration. You have resources that it can call upon. I think he's going to be getting lots of good advice. I think the problem with our policy toward Russia is that all of the places from whom public foreign affairs policies have been adopted over the past 60 years developed this habit of being anti-Russian. And I'm not saying that Russia doesn't deserve many of the sort of the anti-policies that maybe have been developed more recently. But I do believe that going to our traditional well of policymakers has put us in the corner we're in with respect to our policy to Russia now. They were so used to the ideological battle with communism and Russia, and then the battle with the USSR, the geopolitical issues with the USSR, some of which were paranoid on our part. USSR was never a particularly expansionist place. It just wanted to hold on to what it had.
So has Russia's natural gas and the amount of natural gas that exists there and the amount of money that they're making right now from the pipelines and those kind of things, comfortable in making things a little bit better? Can they sustain the sanctions that are going to be coming?
Well, the sanction, though, and the unfortunate part about the sanctions is many of the sanctions, other than the most recent round, which is aimed
have
at
already oligarchs.
Yeah, but the oligarch, the ones that are aimed at individuals, but the ones that were just aimed at the economy of Russia end up hurting the people of Russia and not the oligarchical power structure of Russia. They do just fine, regardless of how expensive food might be at the supermarket. But
those people are used to suffering.
I don't think being used to it is necessarily a rationale for a good thing. Yeah, and I think that if they weren't suffering, if they were prosperous and thriving, then the Putin, the head of the hold on government of the head of the country, could be aimed at prosperity rather than nationalism.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.